Hey everyone, it's the second episode, and I'd like to thank the people for the first episode, two people I know, and I'd like to be the intro for their show. So I say, if you got a problem with us, don't stop watching. This is a show for comedians, and people who like to laugh. So if you don't like to laugh, get the show off, okay? This is episode two. Well done, my friends, for getting to the second one. And I'll see you tomorrow. Thanks. Showtime.
WREC. K. Wreck your radio.
Hit record.
Not a clue who that man was, but I think I like his style. I think. Welcome to another edition of Audio Rerex. I'm Evan, aka Thebo Time Sets. What do you say we talk about the number two this week, huh? It takes two to tango. It takes two to make a thing go right. It also takes a minimum of two to tickle. And in one of the most heartwarming records of the week, Chrissy Regular and Jensen demonstrate just that. In case you're wondering, we're vibing out to the exotic sounds of hit recorder 2 and 2. And no, I did not find this record all by myself. Scarlet Oak's audio re-rex this week were very creatively put together with some deep picks. 2 and 2 was one of the artists on there she had a song from, and got me to dive back into his records. So while considering the subject at hand, I couldn't help but think about dialogue tales. A lot of real witty ones on the site. I think they'd be great to dig back into for the episode regarding number two. Here's one in particular that tickles me.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, like, where did you go?
Where did I go?
Yeah, like, what were you just thinking about?
Nothing.
Yeah, okay.
What does that mean?
It means, obviously, you just don't want to tell me.
There's nothing to tell.
So you were thinking about nothing?
Yes.
You suck!
I suck? Why do I suck?
Because you don't want to tell me what you were thinking about!
I wasn't thinking about anything.
Liar! You were! Because your whole face changed. It was like your energy shifted. You were in this...
Yeah, I farted! Okay? Can't get any peace in my own damn house to fart! I farted. Are you happy? Is that good enough?
As my grandfather always said, there's more room on the outside. I'd like to welcome back a special guest to this week's Audio Rerex, one that definitely has a knack for words.
Are we recording? Katie, or Musing5225, as some of you know. The box sets recruited me this week to bring you some great text records for regarding the number two. So let's get started.
Oh, so what I could do is just start with your second recommendation first. Or is that too weird and complicated?
The first record I want to talk about is The Second Heart is a Secret One. This is a remix, a script that Humberflube did based off of a text by 2-2 for Squares. It starts off with a man coming into a hospital, and he's rushed into the ER. The only thing is that he has no heart. And the story gets crazier from there. It's a short script. Very hard-hitting, great suspense. Humberflube has done a great job in taking the characters and giving them their own voices very quickly and talking about some really interesting ideas and relationships in this script.
Thanks for the rerec, Katie. We're going to do a spaceship transition from spaceship to spaceship. You just heard the background sounds of spaceship on the last one there, playing some seconds on piano. And this next one is a really raw tune, almost in Neil Young style. Nick D'Augustine already did a nice remix of this, adding some harmonies and guitar parts that add some texture. What else could you add? Let's listen.
Like autumn water, like glass embrace. You and me, friend, we do not mix. Like winds and needles, like sticks and stones. Grinder axes on each other's bones. Like falling molly, like grass and bricks. You and me, friend, we do not mix. So we're gonna see eye to eye, cause you never were wrong. Neither am I. Let God don't speak. High water or hell, pass the fingers when we wish each other well.
I wanted to set before you this morning some things that are in twos. And the number two indicates something is established. On the negative side, the number two means something is divided or there's a clear division between two things.
The person I aspire to be was a mirage. Not a figment of my imagination, not an idol I aspired to mimic, but a mirage. I could see her, always in the distance, with details I could never quite make out. This person who I wanted to be was waiting, at a benchmark on the timeline of my life. I thought that when I was ready and worthy, I would approach her, my future self, able to see all the details up close, able to pass her the baton and say, "Take it from here." This image has always sulked, a cumulus cloud just over my heart. It's only recently surfaced. And as silly as it may seem, over two decades into life, I'm just now realizing that I've been living beneath the shadow of my mirage. I thought that becoming her would be something I'd approach quite literally by passing on the very thing I've existed to build. But she doesn't exist without me. I am her.
That was Coming Into Focus, written and performed by Caitlin Olivia. I like what Caitlin has to say about duplicity and integration, and love that title, Coming Into Focus. Although I do find myself that I have alter egos, and sometimes they show up unannounced, and sometimes they mess with some Joe Rudd songs.
I move one way, you move the same way, stuck in an awkward parallel. You move the other way, I do the same, and now we're under the same old spell. I move one way, you move the same way, stuck in an awkward parallel. You move the other way, I do the same, and now we're under the same old spell. I move one way, you move the same way, stuck in an awkward parallel. You move the other way, I do the same, and now we're under the same old spell. I move one way, you move the same way, stuck in an awkward parallel. You move the other way, I do the same, and now we're under the same old spell.
I move one way, you move the same way, stuck in an awkward parallel. You move the other way, I do the same, and now we're under the same old spell.
The number two.
The next piece I want to talk about is a piece by Cora Lilly, where she talks about the etymology of a word. This is for a new collab inside of the TV series that people are being asked to find interesting etymologies of words that relate to different episodes. Cora Lilly found a great one regarding the number two, and it's about the word companion. Where this word stems from, actually, is the idea of breaking bread together. And that was the idea that when you broke bread together, thought of them as a friend. And this idea of sharing things with somebody intimately. When food was not as easily available as it is now, it was a pretty big deal. I loved the idea. I definitely check out some of the other etymology pieces and see if they inspire you to create anything interesting based off of words. I mean, I'm a word person, so I love words, so hopefully they inspire you too.
So as we do about this time, we like to end things with a full song. This one this week comes from DN0619. It's entitled Just a Couple of Things, Do Over. So this is an example of an artist demoing something and it's sounding really good, but then taking the time to take it to the next level. So let's just sit back, relax, and like Wonderboy says, I hope this finds you inspired.
There's a number of things that I want to say to you. Just a couple of things.
too.